This is Tell Me More from NPR News. I'm Michelle Martin. Coming up, we'll hear about the role music has played and perhaps continues to play in the political discourse in America. But first, we go to Liberia. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the current president, was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in October. But this month, the question is whether she can win a second term as Africa's first democratically elected female head of state. Liberians headed to the polls yesterday to cast their ballots in a runoff election between incumbent Sirleaf and opposition leader Winston Tubman. Tubman has refused to participate in the voting, claiming electoral fraud in the first round. The low turnout at the polls was preceded by violent clashes on Monday after police fired at an opposition march. The United Nations has reported there were two deaths. For more on this, we've called upon journalist Ledger Hoot-Rennie. He's Deputy Director General of the Liberia Broadcasting System. We caught up with him in the capital, Monrovia. Do we know what set off the clash on Monday that did result in two deaths?
The Congress of Democratic Change, which is the main opposition party, had set off to have a rally that was not sanctioned by the government. Under the laws of Liberia, before such political rallies are held, the parties are asked to seek a permit from the government through the Ministry of Justice. And so because they didn't do, the police had gone in to ensure that the rally wasn't held. And then it led to running battles between supporters of the Congress for Democratic Change and that of the police forces of Liberia.
Now, Mr. Tubman, the opposition candidate Winston Tubman, has said he might seek an annulment of the runoff and that he's not participating. Was there any independent or outside confirmation of his claims or any confirmation or investigation of his claims by any independent party?
As far as I know, none of the claims as put forth by the Congress for Democratic Change, that's the opposition party, has been validated by any international or independent observers. What we have been hearing from the independent observers, which include the Carter Center, the United States government, the African Union, and including local observers, that the vote passed off as free, fair, and transparent, and hence claims, even though the Carter Center did argue that, yes, there were some minor irregularities in the process, but certainly they didn't amount to rendering the votes incredible. So these claims are yet to be substantiated by any independent group as made by the Congress for Democratic Change.
Well, it does appear, then, that Ellen Johnson Sirleaf is headed for a second term. Does it appear, though, that her mandate will be undermined by the refusal of the opposition to participate in the voting?
Given the fact that, the vote itself has got a lot of international acclamation, including that of the United States President Barack Obama, who just issued a statement on Liberia just a day or so ago, asking Liberians to turn out in numbers to vote and saying that those who obstruct the democratic process in Liberia would be held to account by the international community, would seem to me that international legitimacy will certainly be on Ellen Johnson's side when the results are announced in the next couple of days. I don't see where she's not going to get the legitimacy needed to continue her developmental agenda in Liberia.
And to that end, what are her major challenges and goals for her second term? Has she enumerated a specific agenda?
Well, speaking as she cast her vote yesterday to local and international media, she did say that her main focus this second term will be providing job opportunities for and building the skills of the young people of Liberia, who are the majority of the population. She wants to also, provide vocational schools and training opportunities for young people. She also wants to, again, reconcile the country. She believes that the issue of reconciliation must be a national priority now for her, especially during this second tenure. And she also wants to continue building the infrastructure of Liberia, the electricity grid. She also wants to continue her education program, putting more schools in the rural parts of Liberia. So that is what she says would be her major goal during the second term bid.
And finally, before we let you go, and thank you for talking with us at such a busy time, for you, that was her winning the Nobel Peace Prize? It was certainly sort of a great honor for her, but how is it being perceived in Liberia?
At the level of the national government, a lot of people, think that Liberia is placed now on the international front. but talk to the ordinary people. They've yet to come to terms with what that actually means for Liberia and Liberians. They're happy, yes, that the president is being recognized internationally for efforts in women advocacy and peace issues. But at the same time, too, the bottom line is, in a country where people are still trying to find the basics of life, it's going to be difficult to sell such a prize to them as their own.
Journalist Legihood Rennie is the Deputy Director General of the Liberia Broadcasting System. We caught up with him in Liberia's capital, Monrovia. Mr. Rennie, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.